We are really, really well. We're looking forward to a fantastic weekend racing once again in Mount Magnet.
Tell the listeners exactly where Mount Magnet is, and you're on a station, a cattle station called Challer, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. And we're 600 kilometres north of Perth, and you've got to imagine like red dirt, gold mining country, and a little isolated town with three pubs and one shop.
Tell you one thing I noticed, though, your phone reception is as good as some of the interviews I do with people in the suburbs of Melbourne. Maybe not that, but it's very strong phone reception there where you are.
Yeah, pretty high-tech here in Mount Magnet.
Can I ask you a question about the date, even though it won't clash at all, but a few weeks ago you might have thought, hang on, the AFL Grand Final's in WA. What time are they going to play it? Are they going to have a bye or play it on the weekend? Hey, that might clash with our races. Did you ever think of that?
We do. Every year we think of that, and we have clashed with the Grand Final. But what we do is we have a big TV on course, and we televise the Grand Final live for all the racegoers to see anyway.
Well, you won't have to worry about that this week because, of course, Grand Final is next week, so you've got no clash there whatsoever. So tell us a bit about your race meeting and how strong it is. I think you've got slightly less numbers in horses, but how many are you expecting there on track? How's the 21 version of your race meeting going to fare?
I know that we've sold out of spectators' tickets online, and we've got about 50 tickets for sale at the gate, and I think there might be a few disappointed people get turned away. The weather is going to be absolutely superb, and that's going to bring the last-minute punters out who haven't been organised to book their tickets this year. But, look, if whatever happens, it's going to be a brilliant race meeting. And, yeah, the horse numbers are a little bit less than last year, but we've still got pretty good fields, and there's still going to be exciting finishes.
So is it a sellout because you are restricted with a cap? Because one would think any race meeting like yours, everyone that wants to come can come. But is this COVID protocols and rules or?
Yeah, it is actually linked to our liquor licence this year, and COVID hasn't made that any easier. But in all honesty, our facilities struggle to handle more than 600 or 700 people anyway.
So where are the people coming to your meeting from? Are they just people in your region, or is there any follow-up from some of the, I think the meeting in Outback WA last week was Carnarvon, which is not really Outback, but I think next week, is it Mika Rutherford? Do I say that correctly?
Mika Sarah.
Yeah. So are any of these locations racing in recent times close enough that they flow on in horses or people to your meeting, or because of the isolation of some of WA's outback areas that every meeting is pretty much its own entity and its own core group of horses and people?
Well, it varies. So there's some trainers that pack up their horse float and all their camping gear, and they go bush for a few weeks and they follow the round up here. So they'll be camped at probably Mount Magnet for a few days, and then they'll head off to Mika Thera ready for their race meeting. And some trainers and owners just do the single trips up to Mount Magnet.
And
they might come from Perth or Geraldton.
Right.
Or anywhere, really.
Oh, that's a good idea. So take the horse with you and a bit of a travelling holiday to some of these destinations. So where do they stay? Is it all about camping?
It is now because town's booked out. So there's plenty of camping room out at the race course. And, of course, if you bring your horses, you camp with your horses anyway. And people who are passing by in caravans, they can pull up and camp for free out at the race course for the weekend too. And it's actually a beautiful wildflower season, so we're expecting quite a lot more tourists than we normally would have.
So that is a key part of the attractions of your region. Is this tell us about the wildflowers and those that flowers, the people that actually travel hundreds of k's to look at them, do they?
They sure do, because we've had the best wildflower season in 20 years up here, and just absolutely spectacular driving along the roads and checking out all the different colours, and the carpets of wildflowers are incredible. And because it's such an unusual event, it's drawn a lot of people out of the city who may not normally come up this way, but they're coming up because it's a fantastic wildflower season.
It's quite ironic the difference in some of the reasons people to go to your part of WA. So we mentioned the wildflowers on the ground, which is something that attracts thousands to you. But once they've finished looking at the ground and the flowers, people look upwards because you are famous for people, astronomers and tourists, to look at the stars and the sky. And tell us about that.
Well, because we're so isolated, we have the most magnificent night skies. There's very little light pollution around Mount Magnet. So once a year, we have a group of astronomers come up with their telescopes, and they aim them up in the night skies, and people come around in the evening and have a look through the telescopes and learn all about what the astronomers are telling us about. And that's combined with the Astro Rocks Festival. So this region is also geologically ancient, and we've got some really magnificent rock formations in the area that well worth a visit, especially if you come up for race weekend and you spend the Sunday wandering around checking out the local geology and then looking up at night at the stars. It's a fantastic weekend.
Debbie Dowden, our guest, the outback township of Mount Magnet, a long way away from WA, have their once-a-year race meeting, and people go there not only for the races but to look at the stars above and look at the wildflowers below on the ground. And I can see the colour in photos of Mount Magnet there, the red, I'm not sure, magnetic dirt or clay, but that also crosses over to your racetrack. Any photo I see of your racetrack is very red.
We actually love our dirt track, and it is very red, and we take a great deal of care to try and get the track surface right. And then for the next 11 and a half months, it sits as a jogging track for the local people.
A jogging track, is that because everywhere else they do their ankles or step on a rock, or it's just too uneven? Because I speak to a lot of race clubs. Well, in fact, to be fair, some of the racetracks, like here in Melbourne, Caulfield is an area where people can come through open gates, and a lot of joggers and people run around Caulfield Race Club. It's a sort of an area of land, I think, that's got a bit of public access. But I've never heard of outback clubs that people use the dirt track as a running track. But is that the reason, is it?
Oh, and it's a nice quiet track that you can take your dog with you, and it's not too close to the highway, and it's a good surface, and then one lap around, you know you've done your 1.5K.
Now, I'm just thinking, play tennis a couple of times a month with a few people on Ontacar, the red type clay dirt, and the runners that I wear to play tennis in, I leave out the front door. In fact, sometimes driving home, I have to kick them clean to a point so I don't leave a whole lot of red dust on the accelerator pedal. I'm guessing those people that run around or jog on the Mount Magnet dirt track when it's not being used for racing once a year might do the same, or have a very old pair of runners, maybe not white.
You can never ever get them clean. Never get them clean. So, yeah, you just try and buy black runners.
And again, look, you can tell I'm a city slicker in a suburban radio studio, but I spoke to Leon Cummins. You would not know who Leon Cummins is, but Leon Cummins is the club president at the Barabar Race Club in country New South Wales up near Tamworth. And one of the things I asked him about how things are going in his township, and he said, oh, it's fantastic. We've got the race meeting going ahead. No one there. But he said, it's been a ripper year because I'm getting 3,000 ahead for my steers. And I sort of, geez, excited telling you that. Now, you're a cattle ranching property in far northern WA, and you would relate to what he said, I guess.
Oh, you know, we are getting beautiful, magnificent cattle prices. Plus, we've had the rain, so we've got fat cows. And so for the first time in a very long time, all the ducks have lined up, and we're actually going to make a bit of money from beef this year.
Wow. Well, anyway, we can't go there. We're still in lockdown, but we love to, with the wonders of radio, just have a chat to people like yourself. Have a great race meeting. Have a good day. And if we can get over there one day, we'll time it to see some beautiful wildflowers and look at the stars above. And sounds like a great place to just get away from it all and reconnect. You enjoy your race meeting, Debbie, and thanks for taking the call there at Mount Magnet in WA.
Thank you very much.